Wow, beautiful, beautiful. That was Amazing Grace by Celtic Woman. And today is a Pick Me Up Monday. Yes, I'll repeat that. Keep Pick Me Up Monday. I'm trying to revive your drooping spirits. Hence, the music today is dedicated to all those who are just down in the dumps and to all those who don't see any light. Join me in the studio is Mahadi Buthelezi. Me Buthelezi, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Father. Thank you very much.
Good to have you on the show, hey?
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Are you going to be coming on the show in the new program in all?
Well, I don't know, Father. We have a surprise. I have no idea.
You're afraid of telling them, my listeners. Yes. You've been replaced.
Me up Monday.
All right. Keep Pick Me Up Monday. So, as usual, it's now 5 p.m. and every 5 p.m. on a Monday, we have our health and wellness segment. And we are joined on the line by Dr. Lona Maphuthuma. Dr. Lona, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Father. Good afternoon, Mahadi.
Good afternoon, Doctor.
Keep Pick Me Up Monday, Doc, hey?
I want to use that remedy. How can you pick me up, Father?
I agree. I've been serenading you with good music from the start of the show, hey?
It's all beautiful. Yeah. But, I mean, let's pick up the women at this point.
Yo. Okay. Is this the part that I ask to be excused?
Then this is where we ask you to close the door and leave us alone so we women can start talking.
All right. What are you guys talking about this afternoon?
We're talking about... women condition. We are going to have a streamline of this, hopefully 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. But today's one, we're just concentrating on one of the lightest and very important and one of where it's slightly humiliating for women to talk about. Today, let's go into talking about, our genital area. We're going to talk about vaginal discharges.
All right. See you.
Good afternoon, Doctor. How are you?
I'm okay, and you, Mahadi?
I'm well. We actually just chased Father Brian out of the studio now.
Doctor, so we are safe.
Yes, just to bring us back.
We are safe. Today is a woman's day.
Woman to woman, Doctor. Just to bring us back to our topic of discussion for this afternoon. From a medical point of view, what actually causes vaginal discharge?
My dear sister, I'm glad we're talking as women, and this is very simple, and every woman will identify with what we're talking about today, especially if women are conscious of themselves. There's a normal discharge. There's a normal mucus that gets discharged every single day out of our bodies, depending on what part of the cycle me and you are. Is it the ovulation time? Is it the preparation time? There'll always be a discharge which talks about where me and you are as women in terms of the menstrual cycle. But the other normal ones are in pregnancy. There's a bit of a sickish discharge which comes out of women, which is also very, very normal. Of course, we will talk about the abnormal ones. And then there's also a discharge or we get a discharge when me and you, especially when parents are happy at home and they want to play and mommy is happy with daddy, there will be a discharge which shows excitement and readiness for whatever play they will be having.
Okay, I did some research on the internet and I actually managed to see that there's a good number of types of different discharges out there. Why are there so many?
Because, let's go to the abnormal ones now. That's a very good question. Now we go to the ones that we're not used to, and they're quite a number, but to be honest, they're really not that much. I'll divide them into 3 parts. There's the ones that come out of an infection, okay?
All
when
right.
we have an infection, when it's abnormal, I mean, I've told you all the good ones, now we go to the bad ones. When it's an infection, it usually is a foul-smelling one. There will be a bit of a smell. You'll have a pelvic, around your woman area, your hips or whatever, you'll feel a bit of pain and discomfort. And there's another one, different one, which is white and plumpy. You know, sometimes we call it like a cottage cheese. You know, women will come in and say, I've got this thing, you can actually hold it in your hands. It's plumpy, you can crush it, and it's very itchy. That one is called candida, which is thrush. And then there's the person that we spoke about is usually when it's STI, when it's sexually transmitted infections, it will be very foul smelling. It will be a brownish discharge, sometimes brown, sometimes green, depending on the organisms that you have. So it's usually the two ones, the infection one and the candida or thrush. Thrush is a very simple one, Mahadi. A thrush is just a fungal infection, very common in women. And then the last ones are when there's other kind of conditions, like when a woman has a cancer, you know, they'll have a discharge coming out of them, and maybe even with an ovarian cyst. But the main important one, my sister, are the two top ones that we spoke about, the infections and the ones that come out of candida thrush, which is also another kind of a different infection that people do not need to be too alarmed about.
Mm. So from your desk as a medical doctor, what advice would you give to women? Are there any type of foods, as an example, that cause the infectious discharges, or are there clothing, as an example, are there clothes that we may wear that may actually also irritate us? And yes, what advice can you give to the women that are listening out there?
My dear sister, the most important one is, sorry to cut you there, but the most important one is, especially if it's not smelling nice, then something is wrong. The body is always good to itself, okay? But if something, it starts smelling bad, there's something wrong. Usually, my dear sister, I usually tell people, because it's an STI, the one that is foul-smelling, whether it's a fishy smell usually it's a very bad fishy smell. But some people don't even realize it's bad. You know, some people walk around with this infection without even realizing it's bad because you're just used to it. But the fishy, foul-smelling one is usually an STI. An STI means, Mahadi, it's no longer me. It's me and you and my husband. You understand? Then it means there's three of us in this relationship. So it means that we are not being very careful. So we are having quite a number of multiple sexual partners. And that's how your STIs arrive. And that is also one of the most difficult to treat, because when I'm treating it, Mahadi, I must treat you and your husband. But if I'm involved, then it's going to come back again into this cycle. And we keep on having repeated infections. It's very, very important that the minute it smells bad, you must just see a doctor. So that's an STI, my dear sister. And causes are usually like a syphilis. I mean, when you're growing up, you had of a weight drop, you know. The clinics, my sister, in the primary health care used to talk about a drop and an infection, the STIs. The same STIs of the 70s are still available right now in the 2012.
So it hasn't actually been improved. No medication has actually been manufactured to actually get rid of these kind of STIs, doctor.
Medication is loyalty, my dear sister. Mm. Medication is pure loyalty. As long as we are just a group of people in a relationship, there will always be this infection. Mm. Yes, I know that we always feel like, you know, we want easy answers. We want to see an easy way to treat an infection, and with time it must get better and better. But bacteria are also getting clever every single day. The viruses, they mutate every single day. So every day, for example, with HIV now, all the diseases that come back, even the ones that we thought we've won in the past. So it is that as long as we are not loyal to each other, unfortunately, as long as there's quite a number of us in the relationship, we'll have STIs. So that one is a very simple one, and that usually is a sexual transmitted one. It has nothing to do with what we eat. It has nothing to do with how we clothe. It has nothing to do with toilet care. It is just transmitted every time the partners are meeting, especially if there are quite a number.
Mm. But let's talk about hygiene, especially in the bathrooms, in the toilets. I've often heard that if you use an unclean toilet, there is a likelihood of getting an infection. How true is that?
It is true. I will come to that one, especially when I come to how to explain the thrush one. The thrush is a fungus. Now, you also get a repeated thrush with such conditions, Mahadi, where you probably use public toilets. You know, I always talk about when I talk to my patients, I always tell them, let me explain what the thrush looks like. It's white, it's cottage cheese, it's that itchy one. Irritation. Actually, you feel like you feel better the more you rub against it, against your genital area or something like that. Now, my dear sister, I always say we must teach our kids, especially the girls, from a very young age, how to take care of themselves and how to behave. Like, for example, you spoke about a toilet. First of all, every young girl must know or must be taught by a mother to learn how to wipe from front to back. We must learn to wipe from front to back, because when you do that, you are eliminating anything from coming from the back into the vagina and infecting you. Secondly, the other one is, I always say public toilets. I'm one person who don't believe in sitting in public toilets. They've tried to discourage and prove it, whatever. Otherwise, always cover with a layer of tissue if you can find it. Secondly, cover or throw a layer of tissue into the toilet you are peeing into. Because you know why, my dear sister? You are standing and you're shooting a long gravity of pee right into the wall, into the toilet bowl. It will splash back into you, and then you carry infections from people who have been through the toilet before you. Because not everybody cleans the toilet as perfect as you clean them at home. Mm. So there's always a layer building up in there. I mean, people do funny things in the toilet. So I always say, if you can avoid a public toilet, number one, try. But if you can't, put the tissue on your sitting area. Throw the tissue into the toilet bowl where you will be peeing into. Cover that with a tissue, because then your pores, when you pee, then it absorbs the pee very nicely. Avoid peeing against the sides, because then you're going to get a splash back, and that's how you get infections. And the other way is, I always talk about, we must have a day hygiene and an after hour hygiene. About the day hygiene, my sister, it's very simple. Mahadi, right now, if I am to ask a woman to go onto my bed and so I can examine her, I wait for 7 layers. She must take off 7 layers before I can find where her genital area is. There's pants. You've got a pantyhose, my dear sister. On top of a pantyhose, you throw a tight. I mean, you even have a corset. You have an underwear, and you also have a panty liner. When are your organs going to breathe? That is 7 layers before even anybody can start having a look at your area. So women do not know that that organ needs to breathe. It needs to breathe like me and you, it's like a nose. It must get air in and air out, because it discharges something every single day. That thing must be able to be eliminated out. So it's really discharging, but you are helping it to take it back. You know, you are stopping the moisture and everything right on that area and taking it back into the vagina. Mm. So it is a very good question, my dear sister, to ask how we should dress up. It's very important for also panties. You know, people, ladies, people are shameful of these granny panties, but those granny panties are the best. Eh? Your cotton panties are the best. Try and take that panty of yours, every woman at home. Try and look at the cotton one and spread in your hands and see how much air see-through you can see through it. Now, okay. That is good, because every day we discharge. Remember, we've got normal discharges. Mm-hmm. Every day we discharge, it falls into a clean area, and then there's still breathes out. Your synthetics and silk, they keep it mudded up. It becomes muddy, and it doesn't know how to breathe, and you're taking it back. Mm. You know, I'm an advocate for young girls. I usually do talk to gay girls, and there's this thing of girls not wearing underwear. And I tell them, number one, you don't wear underwear. Secondly, your pair of jeans you use 2 or 3 times before you can take them to the washer, to the washing machine. So what happens today's discharge? I'm going to put it on next week on Friday when we go clubbing, and then I'm going to put the same discharge again 3 days later. I don't advise that. We must wear the old cotton, nice, and they are very, very nice ones, my sister. They are very, very nice ones, cotton underwear. That can help us to breathe, and we can still be able to enjoy our life.
So it is very important to actually also select good underwear for yourself.
There is a lot. It's not besides the underwear, Mahadi, people don't know this. Simple things, like your chemicals that we use at home. Mm. We have this thing of loving body foam baths. You know,
yes.
You know, people. Maybe even you guys, it's better. People can even complain. The water in my bath is a bit salty. Salt is good. Salty water against the vagina is really very good. Now we put foam baths. That bubble, the chemicals in the foam bath, in the douches that we do, in the fabric softeners, tracks into the vagina and cause infections in us. We do not know that. Mm. But it is one of the major causes of candida or thrush in our life as women.
That's very insightful.
Do cause a thrush, and unfortunately, people do not know about it. Other causes, my dear sister, is the after-hour hygiene. Mm-hmm. After playing with daddy, mama and daddy, after playing at home together, the most important thing is mommy must run to the bathroom and pee. it is very important, because if you do it immediately, you are avoiding everything that has been happening to track back into your vagina and cause thrush. A lot of people come back into the rooms immediately thinking the husband has cheated, when it hasn't been the poor husband, poor man, but it hasn't, it's been you who hasn't been taking poor hygiene, who has been taking poor hygienic care of yourself. Mm. So immediately after playing, we are taught when we grow up, you know, when you get to your married time, when you play husband and wife, the woman must immediately go to the bathroom and pee and wipe from front to back.
So it's mostly education then, doctor. That's what people, well, most women are really not focusing on in terms of learning about their bodies, you know, and to actually fully understand how to be healthy, you know, from the beginning to the very end.
I think one of the most important things is we're in a time where we can really ask anything, my dear sister. Mm. We can. I don't like Mr. Google. Hey, you guys, when you go to the internet, people come to the consulting room with a list of conditions, and now all of a sudden they have cancer. You understand? When there is no need to panic. But we are in the information age. There's so much that you can learn. Take it to your doctor at least and find out if you're right or wrong.
Oh,
you
yes.
understand?
Oh,
there
yes.
is a lot that we can learn about ourselves also. Every single day our body changes. Especially, oh, a woman is a fascinating person. From your teenagehood, your adulthood, your menopause. You know, in menopause, there's also different kind of discharges. So it always happens. And the other thing about us is we don't sit and share these things. Women, I mean, for example, now, I've got a woman who is dying of breast cancer today, never told her kids or anything, because everything that has to do with a woman, whether it's the breast or the genital area, we get so ashamed.
Mm.
We should not be shying around those things, because the kids could have helped the poor woman, because they know there's breast cancer out there. So it's the same thing here with our women part. We don't share, we don't talk, we don't give our girls any education. I mean, the minute your daughter starts knowing how to either have a menstrual cycle, or the minute she starts having the age of 12 or 13, that's the time we sit them down and we tell them. And even before that, I mean, from preschool ages, they must know how to wipe from front to back.
Mm-hmm.
It is very important, my dear sister. So it's about continuous education, but it won't happen if me and you are not very aware of it, especially when we are in our advantageous positions. We are on the media, the kids, we are adults at home, we can talk to our kids. It's better that way, that the kids know in good times. Some other tribes are way better with us. I must be honest. I've seen that some other Indian cultures, they really do sit down with the kids and explain all these other things to happen, especially when it gets to the marriage time.
That was going to be my next question, that from a cultural point of view, there seems to be a tendency where certain cultures are open to discussing these kind of topics with their girl children, but certain cultures are just not open. It's just never discussed at all. What advice would you then give, doctor?
What Mahadi, you also, and I see, as women, we always have women drives, isn't it? We always have like seminars and, you know, areas at church. Usually we have a women's day and everything. We must use such platforms, especially for us who can, like if doctors can sit in front of people, the nurses can sit in front of and talk. But that point is the only point of contact going further. From then on, is the adult's responsibility to go back home, share with the husband, and explain, do not worry with this infection. They usually say it's right, but I'll go see the doctor tomorrow. Share with the kids, the girl kids. You know, I remember seeing some women group, the woman later, I mean, my room was full of her daughters, because they wanted to check what I told Mama, who was a Saint Anne, the day before. You know, at one of the talks.
Yes.
It is because she went home and they share, and then the kids want to find out more. These girls want to find out more. Who really talks about these things with their mothers? We don't. So the only way we can is to, if we open the channels ourselves, let's have seminars, let's talk as women, let's teach each other these things. Mahadi, some of the things that I'm talking about are not written in a textbook. I had to learn and along the way. You know, for example, a thrush. With the candidate that I talked about, I remember one patient, this one, she's white. Her kids were heavy, were holidaying, and the daughter had thrush at Devon. She called me and said, but when I was growing up, I remember somebody told me that when you have thrush, you can use yogurt. And I said, yes. you, if you do not have any doctor next to you, the weekend you don't have any doctor next to you, buy the yogurt from the shop, a white, white plain yogurt, put it inside your vagina. It will clean you out. It did the job. So those are some, you know, this old remedy. So some cultures are far advanced. Me and you, we still get trying to get there. So it is because of the old mother who broke old, who gave us the old remedy that I've always known about, and it works. But it is easy when we are able to be very confident about ourselves. Let's love our bodies, and then we'll be free to talk about it with our kids.
We are discussing wholesome health with Dr. Lorna Maputuma, and today we are discussing women's issues. Doctor, we'll just go for a slight ad break. And welcome back as we discuss women's issues with Dr. Lorna Maputuma. Doctor, what you've actually shared with us has been really insightful. But one other thing that we never spoke about is the meals. Is there something wrong with the food that we eat? And then we will then wrap up.
Okay. Yes. You do find that a lot of women, especially the thrush you were talking about, I mean, the thrush, let us remind people what it is. It's that itchy one, the one that is irritating, the one that, you know, is just burning off micturition when you pee, and it's white and contagious. I told you it happens in pregnancy times. It happens in the diabetic patients usually suffer a lot from it, and that's where food is very important. I'll come back to the food. It also comes in people already know themselves. You find some ladies who say, doctor, every time you've given me an antibiotic, please cover me with an antifungal because I'm going to develop thrush. Because there are some women, when you give them antibiotics, then the thrush comes up. It's very, very important. So the diabetic part, which is more about you taking care of yourself, little sugar, lots and lots of water. People need to find comfort in peeing. People do not want to pee. You know, people need to take water. Every time you pee, the more you wipe off every little thing that develops out there. A fungus likes any dark and wet place. So the diabetic are very important because we teach them toilet training now. In the diabetics, we teach them to eat the right food. As long as your sugar is controlled, the thrush will be well controlled.
Okay.
We talk about the fact that cheese itself, eating cheese, has also been seen to cause a lot of thrush in some women.
Mm.
So we ask them to limit the cheese intake. But I also tell you, food is also good in solving the diabetes because you can use the yogurt solving the thrush. You can use the yogurt and pack it in, and then you cover yourself. You are fine for the road. Now, the most important thing is, I just want to wrap up and say, of all the infections that we spoke about, there's also the fact that we must know that there's always a need for a doctor.
Yes.
Do not diagnose yourself at this point. If there is such a discharge that is really foul-smelling or funny to you or is making you uncomfortable, you're not supposed to be uncomfortable. With a normal discharge, you're not supposed to be uncomfortable. If you're uncomfortable, the best thing is to see your doctor, and you will get your answers. Only next week, my dear sister, we'll talk about what we call honeymoon cystitis, which happens when people are only meeting after a while, especially with the traveling fathers and everything else, and all the other major causes. But it's been very lovely, and I hope people took something from today's discussion, especially the diabetics, the pregnant, and just me and you as mothers and women are out there, and let's start talking.
And there you have it. Always consult your doctor with whatever it is that you may be concerned about. It's very important and it's critical to be healthy and a healthy Catholic woman. Thank you very much, Doctor. We will chat again next week.
Thank you, my dear sister.
Dr. Lorna, thank you very much for joining us, and we look forward to having you back next week.
Thank you very much. I hope you learned a lot, Father.
I was out. I've just walked in back now.
Okay, what a loss. Thank you so much. All the other men are nowhere listening, wherever they were, in their own cars.
No, but thank you very much, because a healthy Catholic woman is a healthy spiritual woman.
Definitely. Thank you, Father.
Thank you very much. And I'm sure, because I also got an SMS when I was in the studio, that when are we talking about men's issues? So I'm sure we're going to have urological issues for the men,
too. It's going to be done, Father. We started with the women. It's going to be done. And this, let's take away the shyness out of this.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Lorna. Have a good week, and be blessed. And I see you in 2 weeks' time when I'm back from Israel.
Yeah. Please travel safely, eh?
I will.
Pray for us.
I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Father. Well. Bye-bye.
Friends, unfortunately, we've come to the end of the show. It's 24 minutes after the hour 5, and it's Changing Gear with me, Father Brian, and Ma.
Mahadi Buthelezi.
How does it feel being on the afternoon drive, Mrs. Buthelezi?
It feels great. And I really must thank Dr. Lorna for educating us, educating women out there, especially Catholic women, or rather women in general, Father. It's very important that we look after our health. And as you said, you know, if you're a woman, Catholic woman, you are happy and your spiritual life is also content.
You see, this is all being done in the light of it's International Women's Month, remember?
Absolutely.
And so we have to be very relevant in our programming, I suppose.
Indeed, and we have to take care of women out there in this month.
All right, so you'll be standing in for me same time, same place next week when I'm away in Israel?
That's correct. It's a date.
Okay. Friends, catch me on Wednesday and Friday, but next week I'm not in. I'm away. I'm off to Israel, and I'm away for the next 14 days. So Mahadi Buthelezi will be standing in for some segments of the show, and we'll have a few stand-ins for other parts.